Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I'm joined by former Lynn baseball player and one of my old teammates, 2021 graduate Billy Facto. Billy is now the tech coordinator intern with the Baltimore Orioles organization on their player development side. And on this episode, we talk about how he utilized LinkedIn, his networking, and this idea of being a sponge to get him to where he is now. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. Well, Billy, I am pumped and excited to have you here as a former teammate of mine. This is always exciting to get to sit down and break it down with you and see where you're at now. So welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate the opportunity. Can't wait.
Absolutely. So as a tech coordinator intern within the Orioles organization and their player development side, what does a day in the life of somebody in your position look like? Take me through the day-to-day.
So I have been fortunate enough to pretty much wear a lot of different hats in my role. So typically my day will start off, we'll pass out sensors or like blast motion technology that the players would use. And then I would go around, be able to interact with the players. We have a lot of kids from the Dominican or from the Bahamas, a lot of Spanish speaking. So I've been speaking a lot of Spanish, pretty hard to hold a conversation, but I'm getting there. And then I'd get into throwing BP. So I'd throw batting practice. We'd go into the cages on game days, typically a shorter day there. Then go into fundamentals or defense out on the field, and then get ready for the game. During the game, my usual role has been tagging the game. So on a computer program, I'll go in and tag every pitch, set up. We have anywhere from 6 to 9 camera angles on a given day. So set up the cameras, tag the game. After the game, then I will upload all the video, pretty much put everything into the angle, and then make that available for the players to see. Recently, I've gotten the opportunity to take on the role as a hitting coach. So I'm in the dugout during the game, communicating with the players, just pitcher tendency and stuff like that. So I'm really enjoying that. Very lucky to have that opportunity. And we just got our draft guys in, so getting to speak English and have those actual conversations has been awesome, and a bunch of studs, so it's been fun.
Well, that's really sweet. That's awesome. Now, before we get into, you know, the fun stuff, the whatever that stuff is, the important thing, the hard pressing questions here: what is the general consensus of your BP, your batting practice?
I would say that it has definitely improved. I threw a lot this year for Lynn, just trying to get my arm in shape to go. I'd say it's definitely a work in progress. Still got a long ways to go.
Do the players seem happy with it?
Yeah.
That's what's most important. And that's the things that people don't see behind the scenes, is that they think, oh, the players need to be in shape. No. It's people like you that really, really make the machine go and make it run. So
I just present it to them, and they take it and run.
Exactly.
It's all them.
Exactly. So what's so cool about you is you just graduated this past year, and you're already in this role, and, you know, you're quickly climbing the ladder, you know, with different responsibilities. Like you said, you're wearing a bunch of different hats. So how does somebody who just graduated find themselves in this role? How'd you go about, you know, getting this opportunity for yourself?
So my biggest thing was communication, making connections with people, networking. There were times that I was on LinkedIn for hours, just going through and trying to connect with people in positions or roles that I would want to join. I think, honestly, one of the biggest things for me was LinkedIn Premium. I got it free for a month, and you can pretty much message whoever you want. So I went in and just messaged a bunch of people, said, can I have 10 to 15 minutes of your time? I just wanted to ask questions, see where they are, make connections. And for me, that proved to be very, very valuable. I spent a lot of time kind of tailor, like trying to find a niche that I could bring to make myself valuable. So for me, that was coding. So I self-taught myself how to code last summer, and I've continued to work on that, and that's proved to be very valuable for me. But networking, with the field that you want to be in, people aren't going to say no. You might get ignored. I probably sent out about 50 to 75 messages on LinkedIn and got the opportunity to talk to 5 to 10, but they were all very rewarding, and still keep in touch with some of them. So biggest thing is definitely networking. Find a niche that you can have that separates yourself from others.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really important piece right there, is that people are more willing to help you than I think people give other people credit for. You know, if you ask, like you said, the worst thing that happens is the worst thing they say no. The second worst thing, you can argue that this might be the worst, is they ignore you. You know, but it really is no off your back. And like, I mean, as cliche as it can be, like you never know if you don't try. But I think there's, you know, some real value in that. So I want to dig a little deeper into that process. You talked about, you know, spending all this time sending all these messages out to these people on LinkedIn. So what was your game plan? What was the process for searching, kind of filtering the people out? And then what did your messages look like? I know you said, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of your time. Well, can you kind of walk me through that process in a little more detail?
Yeah, absolutely. So the great thing about LinkedIn is that they have these groups. So I would join a lot of groups. So I joined a baseball data analyst group. I joined a baseball operations, baseball player development, baseball coaches. So I joined all of these groups, and I was able to go in and kind of look at like these guys, they had their job title. And for me, I didn't know what I wanted to get into and what side of baseball. I didn't know if I wanted to get into the analytics side or the player development side or where. So I basically had a very broad search and found people in both of those, was able to talk to them, ask them about their roles, and gained a lot of insight on their day-to-day, which kind of helped me tailor where I wanted to get into in the game. A typical message I would send out would just be like, "Hi, my name is Billy Facto. I'm a student at Lynn University. I play baseball and I really want to get into baseball post my career. Can I have 10 to 15 minutes of your time? I know you're very busy, but I would love to ask you some questions and make a connection." And I would basically copy paste that, send it to everybody, make sure I had changed the name of who it was addressed to. And I think it worked. I got 5 to 10 out of 50 to 75. So sure, that's a pretty good percentage.
Those are Hall of Fame numbers in my books right there.
Exactly.
Good. That's awesome. So what, when you actually got these 5 to 10 and you got the opportunity to talk to them, what were some of the questions that you brought to the table in organizing them? What was the process for preparation for those phone calls or those meetings?
So I would, first thing I would do was create a Word document with all of the questions that I want to ask. It was a list of anywhere from 5 to 10. I made sure to keep some a little less professional just because it's a casual conversation, but the main parts of it were, what's your everyday job? What do you do during the draft season? What do you do during the postseason? What are your responsibilities? What do you think are the most valuable qualities to stick in the game? Just typical questions like that, just to learn how people treat each other, how people think of each other, what they value, and then what their goals are. Because that for me was, okay, that seems interesting, or maybe I don't really want to do that. Let me try to talk to somebody in this department and see.
No, absolutely. That was going to be what I was thinking of next, is how do these conversations kind of help refine your search? Was there some things that stood out to you where you're like, hey, that's not what I wanted to do, or that's what I wanted to do? How did the conversations impact those decisions?
Yeah, absolutely. So I would hear what they had to say about their everyday roles, and light bulb oh, I love that. Let me look more into it. Let me find more people in this area of work that I can connect with and hopefully get to talk to. Or, you know what, maybe that's not where I see myself, so I'm not going to waste my time in that department. And then it kind of just narrowed it down to where I found an opportunity that I really enjoyed, and player development, being able to work with the players on the field, has been very rewarding.
So in this current role that you had, like you said, going back to that thing, you're wearing one hat now, but you always, you say you're wearing many hats. And for those of you who are just listening in, he's got one singular hat on, an actual hat. But when you're actually in this role, how are you going about taking advantage of the different opportunities within your position to build upon that, you know, as you move forward, and so you're able to grow, so you're putting yourself in that position to grow?
The biggest thing is asking questions. Don't be afraid to ask questions. There really is no such thing as dumb questions. And just really just being a good people person and making the connections with your staff, and they'll provide you with other opportunities. Or if you're bored and there's stuff going out on the field, go out and see if you can help. Like, there'll be plenty of days I'll go out and I'll stand at first base and catch for some guys that are taking ground balls, or I'm flipping balls to a coach that hits fungos. And it's just creating a face to the name and having conversations with people and learning how they think, what they've done to get them to where they are. And then once you get that opportunity, you just have to take full advantage of it.
Oh, definitely. So we are coming to the most exciting time of the show. It's a bittersweet time, as always. It's the end, but it's one of the arguably most valuable parts of the show, where we're cashing out and you're leaving us with your most valuable tip to leave the people with a little money for the road. So I know it's going to be good. What do you got for us today?
So for today, I will say, over everything that I can give you, be a sponge, which means wherever you are, whatever you're doing, absorb as much information as you can. Try to learn as much as you can. Whatever it is, doesn't matter. Everybody needs to learn. Nobody's the smartest person. If it's something that's totally unrelated, learn it anyways. I think more so than anything, just hearing what people say, listen, don't talk, and be a sponge.
There you have it, folks. Be a sponge. There, it was almost tongue twister, but we got it. Billy, I can't thank you enough for this. This is awesome, and really, truly, you know, I'm really excited for you and where you're headed with all of this. I know you're going to do great things. So I appreciate your time. Appreciate you coming on today.
Thanks so much, Ben. I look forward to following this podcast.